Chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was district ruler of Galilee, but Philip his brother was district ruler of the country of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was district ruler of Abilene, in the days of chief priest Annas and of Caiaphas, God's declaration came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. So he came into all the country around the Jordan, preaching baptism in symbol of repentance for forgiveness of sins, just as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "Listen, someone is crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of Jehovah, you people, make his road straight. Every gully must be filled up, and every mountain and hill leveled down, and the curves must become straight ways, and the rough places smooth ways, and all flesh will see the saving means of God.'" Therefore he began to say to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You offspring of vipers, who has intimated to you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore produce fruits that befit repentance. And do not start saying within yourselves, 'As a father we have Abraham.' For I say to you that God has power to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Indeed, the axe is already in position at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, not producing fine fruit, is to be cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds would ask him, "What then shall we do?" In reply, he would say to them, "Let the man that has two undergarments share with the man that has none, and let him that has things to eat do the same." But even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" He said to them, "Do not demand anything more than the tax rate." Also, those in military service would ask him, "What shall we also do?" And he said to them, "Do not harass anybody, or accuse anybody falsely, but be satisfied with your provisions." Now as the people were in expectation, and all were reasoning in their hearts about John, "May he perhaps be the Christ?" John gave the answer, saying to all, "I, for my part, baptize you with water. But the one stronger than I am is coming, the lace of whose sandals I am not fit to untie. He will baptize you people with Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand to clean up his threshing floor completely and to gather the wheat into his storehouse, but the chaff he will burn up with fire that cannot be put out." Therefore he also gave many other exhortations and continued declaring good news to the people. But Herod, the district ruler, for being reproved by him concerning Herodias, the wife of his brother, and concerning all the wicked deeds that Herod did, added also this to all those deeds: he locked John up in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus also was baptized. And as he was praying, the heaven was opened up, and the Holy Spirit, in bodily shape like a dove, came down upon him. And a voice came out of heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. I have approved you." Furthermore, Jesus himself, when he commenced his work, was about 30 years old, being the son, as the opinion was, of Joseph, son of Heli, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Melchi, son of Janai, son of Joseph, son of Mattathias, son of Amos, son of Nahum, son of Esli, son of Nagai, son of Mahath, son of Mattathias, son of Simeon, son of Josek, son of Joda, son of Joanan, son of Risa, son of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, son of Neri, son of Melchi, son of Adai, son of Kosam, son of Elmadam, son of son of Jesus, son of Eliezer, son of Joram, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Simeon, son of Judas, son of Joseph, son of Jonam, son of Eliakim, son of Melia, son of Menah, son of Mattatha, son of Nathan, son of David, son of Jesse, son of Obed, son of Boaz, son of Salmon, son of Nashon, son of Aminadab, son of Arni, son of Hezron, son of Perez, son of Judah, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Terah, son of Nahor, son of Serug, son of Reu, son of Peleg, son of Eber, son of Shelah, son of Cainan, son of Arpachshad, son of Shem, son of Noah, son of Lamech, son of Methuselah, son of Enoch, son of Jared, son of Mahalaleel, son of Cainan, son of Enosh, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God.